Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tawaka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the U.S. elections as tens of millions of Americans go to the polls to pick President Joe Biden's successor. The race to the White House between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump saw over 80 million Americans casting their vote in an early voting process, according to Associated Press. Let's hear what some of the voters had to say after casting their votes today.
I voted for Donald Trump, and the main reason I voted for Donald Trump is because of my faith. My belief that abortion is wrong. I had a personal experience with a child that we almost had to abort, and my Lord and Savior saved him. He's 44 now. The second main issue is the open border that the Biden-Harris administration has done. They've completely opened the border and allowed all of these illegals to come in. I believe in immigration, but I believe it should be done legally.
The main issue for me is the continuation of our democracy. I don't want an autocrat. I don't want someone who is convicted of a felon to be the number one person in our political environment. I am hopeful. I feel there is a blue wave. I just hope that America votes the way their morals are. I mean, we want a moral person guiding our country. That's my feeling. I only had one vote, and I did it.
I voted for Donald J. Trump because I believe that he will do the best in his power to serve our country.
And I voted for Kamala Harris. I think she's the right choice to continue our democracy. There's a lot happening on the other side and potential for some problems for the United States. So I think she's the best person to lead our country forward this year.
For an update on what is happening in Dallas, in Texas, we have VOA reporter Evans Zininga. Welcome to the show, Evans.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. What's the voter turnout like in Texas? What's the environment like as people go to the polls?
So as you noticed, that we had a lot of rains out here in Texas in the past few days, but a lot of people took advantage of the early voting process, and of the 18.6 million people that had registered to vote in Texas, 50% of them, entirely half of the number, had voted already by today in the morning. So there are no queues at most of the polling stations. There's no pressure. It's a relaxed environment, and it's also sunny today. So people are coming out. The parking lots are not even that full. People have the time to walk in and do their thing and walk out freely with no pressure at all.
Thank you. What are the general voters' sentiments in Texas as they come in to vote?
It's a very interesting race out here in Texas because they are not only looking at the presidency position where Donald Trump is pitting with Kamala Harris, but there's also another very interesting contest where people are looking at very vividly. You know, the Senate seat here between Ted Cruz and Colin Allred, it's a very heated race with Cruz seeking to get his third term, as well as information that Congressman Colin Allred has been trying since 1988 to get into this position. So the Democrats and the Republicans are really looking at this race as well.
Tinotenda mune here zvimwe zvizvara zvemuZimbabwe zvamatimaona here zvauyawo kuzovhota zvamataura nazvo.
Ndataura navo parunhare vari kumatunhu akataramuka. Texas ine nzvimbo dzakapararira pararira kure nekure, asi ndichibva pano izvozvi in a polling station, ingangweta ma minutes, ma kumimatatu, 30 minutes, papano, kune zvara zveZimbabwe zviri kuuya, zvatiri kunosangana nazvo ikoko, ndichange ndiripo vachivhota, tozonzwa kuti vanonzwa sei, mushure mekunge vavhota, mafambiro azvaita, nezvavanofunga pamusoro pesarudzo iyi.
Vakawanda vangada kuzivawo kuti sezo vamwe taona vachivhota nguva yesarudzo isati zuva rino resarudzo risati rasvika uyezve vamwe vachienda kunovhota nzvimbo dzekuvhotera dzakawanda dzisi zvovharwa nhasi manheru mushure meizvozvo chii chichaitika?
Mushure mekuvhota ndingangotsanangura ipapo kuti kuno kuTexas kune matunhu ari munzvimbo mbiri dzakasiyana dzenguva dzinosiyana neawa imwe chete dzatinoti matime zone dziya. Saka zone yekutanga inopedza na6 manheru, zone yechipiri ichapedzawo na7 zvichitarisa nguva dziri kuno. Kusiri kwaizvozvo, vanhu vanenge vachitarisira kunzwa kuti zvichiverengwa zvii zvinenge zvichibuda mukuverengwa kwesarudzo dzacho kana dzakwakuitwa.
Tinoona zvekare, tinotenda Evans nekupindawo muchirongwa zuva ranhasi. Tichaenderera mberiwe tichikupaiwo zvinobva kuTexas nekufamba kwenguva tichibatanawo naEvans ari kuTexas ikoko. Tinotenda.
Thank you.
Now we'll go to a short break. Be sure we'll go for a short break. Musaende kure, tiri kudzoka.
This year's U.S. election is the most important election with a global impact. And here at VOA Africa, we are dedicated to delivering to you the latest news.
VOAfrique.com pour une élection historique. Kamala Harris va faire face à
Donald Trump.
And Kamala Trump, what he had had the woman who was in the
immigration ministry.
It's an election story in the Estados Unidos.
Let's look at you for Ungunduan Ndaki, what's your electoral college?
From TV programs to radio broadcasts and digital coverage, VOA Africa has been delivering accurate news and information. So stay with us for continued coverage of this country's historic election.
From Atlanta, we are joined by VOA reporter Anthony Lapruto on Skype. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, Jaboka. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. What has this been like for in-person voters today in Georgia?
Absolutely. So where I am within Georgia, around 60% of the voting population has already voted so far. So we're like you're seeing behind me at the largest voting precinct. There really isn't too much happening in terms of in-person voting. You know, people are trickling in, you know, just the lunch hour, just about an hour ago. So it's certainly not as busy as people were expecting here in the county. But although poll workers, I guess, themselves weren't expecting it, but I think the group of reporters and I were outside here, were expecting a little bit more exciting time.
Yeah, thank you. With Georgia being one of the swing states, what are the general sentiments of voters in Atlanta? Have you gotten a chance to talk to some of the people who have voted today?
Absolutely. So I've had a chance to speak to a couple of people just outside here, but also at Kamala Harris's rally in southern Atlanta, as well as J.D. Vance's final rally right down the road here in Marietta. And definitely, it's been split across the board, but there's a couple of things that really resonate across with all Georgia voters, and that they are tired and they're a little bit frustrated with the American electoral system right now. I think they're looking for change. They're a little bit fatigued, and so they've come out to the polls, and they've come out especially in early voting. Around 5 million people out of the state's 7 million eligible voting population have voted so far, even before Election Day even opened. So I think that that frustration really has been able to transform into a lot of resolve, especially here at the ballot box.
And some people may be wondering when we can start expecting to have some results from the polls that are trickling in.
Absolutely. So there is yet another development within the last hour. The Georgia Supreme Court has again sent out another ruling saying that two places within Cobb County, where I am right now, have to stay open past the original 7 p.m. closing time for all of these polling stations, all these in-person polling stations. Now, just before that, a little while ago, the mail-in ballots were just ruled on. And so on October 30th, a group of about 3,000 mail-in ballots were sent out to Georgia's voters within this county here. They now have to be in hand for the election workers by 7 p.m. tonight. But now voters in two lucky voting precincts will have the chance to vote 20 minutes later than everyone else in the county, giving them a little bit more time to tabulate those votes. Now, once that happens, I heard from my colleague Steve Herman, who's just in a county over, that says poll workers in the state are expected to have the early voting results within a couple of hours, but those in-person voting results that we're hearing or seeing today will certainly be coming forthcoming throughout the rest of the night, maybe into tomorrow, as Georgia will be hand-counting all of their ballots, all of their 7 million ballots.
Thank you, Anton, for that update. Coming back to Harare, the U.S. Embassy hosted an Election Day event. Ambassador Pamela Tremont spoke to our reporter Tobias Mutsingwa about the importance of democracy.
Tonight, when we return to our celebration, there are three things I'd like to reflect upon with you: transparency, participation, and uncertainty. The first, transparency. While there is a secret ballot in the United States, it's not a secret process. We have election observers in the United States, just like Zimbabwe had last year. Dozens of them are there now, watching our polling station, talking to civil society, and developing recommendations for how we can improve our democratic processes. Transparency and accountability are the cornerstones of a thriving democracy. They give the people confidence in the vote, and they allow the people to hold their leaders accountable. And that's where I turn to my second issue, participation. Democracy is not a snapshot of November 5th. It's not even a free and fair election. Ours has been a long road from our founding to ensure that every voice is heard and every vote is counted. Through our Civil War, through our Civil Rights Movement, 100 years after that, we have fought to include African Americans who were originally erased from our democratic processes. And tonight, for the first time ever, a woman of color is representing one of the main parties on the presidential ballot of the United States. And regardless of who wins, which we will not know tonight, I guarantee you, that's a real milestone in our democracy. And that evolution is a result of participation. Participation in democracy means enjoying freedoms outlined in both of our constitutions, such as freedom of assembly, speech, and even the freedom to stand for office in the first place. And many of you here tonight have committed yourselves to the same principles to strengthen Zimbabwe's democracy. We see you and we stand with you.
That was U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Pamela Tremont, speaking to Studio 7's Tobias Mutsingwa in Harare. And now let's hear some of the sentiments from Zimbabweans based in Dallas, speaking to Ivan Zininga.
There's a lot of excitement in this election. You've seen a lot of people coming out. The background that there's a plethora of banners, some saying for Democrats, some for Republicans, and you can also see individual names in there. You can also see posters of judges who are also going to be elected in this election. So it pretty much reflects the multiplicity of choices that Americans have coming into this election. And you can also see that unlike other countries where you'll see people vandalizing posters, these posters are well placed, and it seems like everyone is really happy to see them there
Yeah, I'm so excited with the U.S. elections of this year. I think this has been a very fair ride, and we've actually got an opportunity to hear what both parties have said. So I would like to say this is fair.
Mm-hmm. How do you talk? What comes to your mind when you look at the whole process of how the election is conducted until the last day of voting?
It's really given the young people even an opportunity to speak up their mind. We've also got an opportunity to see exactly how the process goes, and I feel like it's a big step.
Mm-hmm. Have you had an opportunity to go through an election back home before?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've had plenty of opportunity, and I'll tell you, it's very different.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there is much to learn about the whole election process for other countries, particularly Zimbabwe?
Yes, there's a lot to learn. Definitely there's a lot of learn. I feel like there's so much transparency. The vote is actually in people's control, so there's definitely a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a pick?
Oh, yes, definitely. Team Kamala Harris all the way.
Why Kamala Harris?
Well, first of all, because I'm a woman. Obviously, I would like to see a woman in power. And secondly, because of my immigration issues, I feel like Team Kamala, she's definitely going to have a vote.
I feel like this is the most important election in America
mm-hmm.
right now.
Why?
Because there's too much going on in America
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
All right.
And what I stand for is the Zimbabwe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with the with Biden and Harris,
mm-hmm.
what they've been doing in the last 4 years
mm-hmm.
is anti everything I believe in.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, you are rooting for change.
Yeah, but we need a change.
You have your pick already on who you want to come in?
Of course, because prices have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Like renting is up. Mm-hmm. Food is up.
Mm-hmm.
Business is bad
mm-hmm.
in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before that,
mm-hmm.
I do trucking. I'm a trucker.
Mm-hmm.
Before Biden, we're doing very well, but after Biden, it went down.
So who do you want to see walk into the White House?
Trump.
Those were sentiments from some Zimbabweans based in Dallas here in the U.S. And they were speaking to VOA's reporter, Evans Ziningam. And now to discuss today's topic, we are joined on the line by Zimbabwean social commentators who are following the U.S. election, Mr. Clayton Gonese in Masvingo, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show, Mr. Gonese.
Thank you very much, my brother.
We are also joined by Mr. Kuda Bejana in Texas here in the U.S. Welcome to the show.
Well, it's great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I will start with you, Mr. Okonese. What's your take looking at the U.S. elections? Panguaino, Pashira Zati, Varku, Manizana, Apasat Pawanikoti, Diana Gakunda, Paine, Vakawanda, Varkenda, Vota, Murku, Jona, say, Jesus, repeat it.
The first part, it was not audible.
Mr. Gonese, what's your take on the U.S. elections, the processes, and everything that is happening now?
Okay, thank you very much. I think this is the most watershed election in the United States. So, as Zimbabweans, we are obviously looking at it keenly, because it is going to shape what is going to happen in the world for the next 4 years. But generally, you know, there's been a lot of political maturity, you know, people expressing their will freely, people, you know, saying they're going to vote for whoever they want to vote without being threatened by anybody. So this election, you know, is actually a manifestation of democracy.
Thank you, Mr. Okonese. What's your take, Mr. Bejan?
Well, I think so far so good. We've seen a lot of people going out to vote. I should mention that one of the most interesting things in this election is that unlike previous elections, the Republican Party has encouraged its voters to also participate in mail-in voting. So we have a lot of votes that have already been cast in early voting and mail-in voting. Today we had incidences of weather all across the United States, but be that as it may, a lot of people, a lot of Americans going out to vote. The voting lines are very, very long. So it's a beauty to witness American citizens expressing their choice for who their next leader is going to be.
Thank you. Vakonese, ndezvipi zvangatarisirwa kubva nhasi sezvo muri munhu anotevera nyaya dzezvematongero enyika emuno muAmerica. Vamwe vari kutarisira kuti panosvika mangwana panenge pava kuzivikanwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika achava ani. Mungatitsanangurirawo kuti ndezvipi zvinotarisirwa kubva nhasi zvichienda kumberi kana kuchitarisa sarudzo dzemuno muAmerica.
Okay, you know, the challenge with this election is that, you know, it is very much different from previous elections that have happened in the United States. It is the tightest race ever. So there is going to be a lot of surprises, a lot of, you know, things that have never been seen. Since the race is too close to call, I think that, you know, the results are not going to be announced soon as people might think they will be. Because, you know, there's likely to be a lot of court challenges, actually. Because already, the former President Donald Trump has already cast doubts on the election, saying they are going to rig the Pennsylvania. So already, you see, President Trump is preparing to mount a legal challenge against the results. And also even the Kamala Harris team is also looking at this election. It's not going to be as usual. Probably people are going to see the results, especially in the key battleground states, because those are the states that decide who wins the election. So it's not going to be business as usual.
Tinotenda vagonese vapetana mavanzwa vagonese zvavari kutaura. Munozvionawo sei izvi kuti vari kuti sarudzo dzegore rino dzakanyanya kusiyana nedzemamwe makore dzemuno muAmerica?
I politely disagree with them. I think you know, we have had tighter races before. The 2016 race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was even tighter than this one. I think that current Vice President Kamala Harris has no chance against former President Donald Trump. So we are expecting that by the end of today, President Donald Trump is going to be declared the winner. This is because, you know, American citizens have been struggling, especially economically. There's been inflation here. Inflation has proven to be persistent because of Madam Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden's fiscal economic policies. They have been spending money like drunken sailors, and that has diminished the buying power of the dollar for the ordinary American household and the ordinary American worker. So Americans are looking forward to the Trump times when gas was affordable, healthcare was affordable, car insurance was affordable, mortgage rates were affordable. So I think this is an economic election, and Donald Trump being a billionaire and a business person, the people trust that he has the business know-how, the negotiating skills, and the associations, the capable team. Yesterday, you noticed that the most famous podcaster in the world, Joe Rogan, endorsed Donald Trump. Joe Rogan has a massive following of almost 20 million followers. Those people are going to come out and vote for for Donald Trump. Pennsylvania is going to be one because the Republicans have registered more voters, more new voters in Pennsylvania than before. And this is also where Trump was almost assassinated in Pennsylvania. So there is a very fever pitch high support for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. So I think this is going to be a whitewash in favor of Donald Trump. And I stand to be proven right just in a few hours.
Thank you, Mr. Pejana. Vakonese, varikuramba pano, vapejana, varikuti aiwa, izvi hapana makundano akanzi varikukombita vari padhuze nepadhuze. Munozvibvuma here izvi?
Let me say that the 2016 U.S. presidential election was not as tight as this one. Probably the tightest election before this one was between George Bush Jr. and Al Gore. But, you know, let me say this. I'm not a resident of the United States, but I have actually had an opportunity to read quite a number of reports from some economic analysts. They are saying that, you know, unemployment plummeted under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They are saying inflation dropped down under Biden and Kamala Harris. And also, one thing that is at stake in this election is freedom. Because, you know, we have seen President Donald Trump being unprecedented in 2020. You know what he did? After he lost the 2020 election, he actually incited his supporters to go and storm the Capitol Hill, even though his own party and his own vice president, then Mike Pence, had actually said they'd lost the election. But Donald Trump went on to try to tarnish the U.S. democracy, which is respected. So freedom and democracy are at stake in this election. So I think the American people, what I've seen from various polls, you know, the people are concerned about their democracy. And that's why this is actually too close. And my brother should be honest to say that, you know, this election is a tight contest. And either one of them is going to win. Although Madam Kamala Harris, the current vice president, is an upper hand.
Thank you.
I think Madam Kamala Harris is an underdog in this election, and I must say that people vote their wallets. People are not voting for abstract ideas. People are voting for concrete ideas. People are voting. They are voting looking at the gas pump to see how much are they paying to fuel up their gas tank now versus during the Trump years. People are voting their car, they're voting their mortgage, they're voting their grocery bill, they're voting their energy bill at home. So this is what I'm saying. This is an economic election. The Biden-Harris administration has so much mismanaged this economy to a point where the cost of living in this country has become so high, and people can just oppose this current economic dispensation versus the Trump dispensation. Then they see that the Trump dispensation was much better than now. So I do understand, like, talk about democracy and freedom. We all love those ideas, but those are rather abstract ideas. People are voting on their pocket. They are voting their
change. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Tikona kuti zveshuwa atimbofe tatenderana panyaya asi chazvakanakira ndechekuti we'll know the results soon, and I'll make sure that we have this discussion again so that we look at the positions that you hold, the zvamuri kutarisa nezvamuri kutaura on this tichange tichitarisa zvekare mushure mekunge ma results ava kunge achibuda tichiona kuti zvakamira sei. We'll invite you again on the show and discuss this further. But for now, thank you so much for coming on the show, Mr. Konese and Mr. Bejan.
Thank you, my brother, Mr. Tabuka Mude.
Thank you. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa sisi ukuthi kusukusela ngesikhathi sika 11:30 ntambama kusiya ngo-1 ekuseni ngapha eMelika, kuzakuba kusekuseni ke kweleZimbabwe kusekuseni ngesikhathi sika 6:30. Sikhangelele ukuthi sizakuba lohlelo esizalukhupha ke namhlanje, oluhlelo luzakuba lukhangela ke ukuthi kuqhutshwa njani ukhetho. Okwakhathesi, signing off in Washington, I am Jabo Kancube.